My shopping style is more stay at home than try in store. So my Amex Blue Cash Everyday card is my go-to accessory. When I shop, it's easy to earn by getting 3% cash back on U.S. online retail purchases. Each order brings me closer to more cash back. So go ahead, add to cart and shop the latest styles. Reinvent your look and reward yourself with Amex. And try on the Blue Cash Everyday card. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-BCE. Terms and cashback cap apply.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on the latest from voting at the Vatican for a new pope.
Black smoke has again poured out of the Sistine Chapel chimney, indicating that no pope was elected on second or third ballots of the conclave to choose a new leader of the Catholic Church. The smoke billowed out at 11:50 a.m. local time on Thursday, after the morning voting session to elect a successor to Pope Francis. With no one securing the necessary two-thirds majority, or 89 votes, the 133 cardinals will return to Vatican residences where they're being sequestered. They will have lunch and then return to the Sistine Chapel for the afternoon voting session. Two more votes are possible on Thursday to choose a successor to Pope Francis that will lead the 1.4 billion member church. I'm Karen Chemas.
India says it targeted air defense systems in several locations in Pakistan. Earlier on Wednesday, Pakistan's army spokesperson, Lieutenant General Aghman Sharif, said an Indian drone attacked a military target near Lahore overnight, wounding four soldiers. The country also shot down 12 Indian drones that entered Pakistani airspace at various locations. Tensions have escalated since gunmen killed 26 people, mostly Indian Hindu tourists, in Indian-controlled Kashmir last month. India has accused Pakistan of being behind the assault. Pakistan has denied any connection to the attack. The U.S. and Britain are expected to announce a trade deal on Thursday that will lower the burden of President Trump's tariffs. The president posted on his Truth Social platform that the deal would be a full and comprehensive one that would cement the relationship between the two countries for many years to come. It's the first bilateral trade deal announced since the president began slapping tariffs on U.S. trading partners. The announcement came as the Bank of England is expected to cut interest rates on Thursday as a result of the potential shock to growth stemming from President Trump's tariff policies. Global shares rose moderately Thursday, with some ticking higher after the U.S. Federal Reserve left its main interest rates unchanged. This is AP News.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Community and civil rights leaders are expressing outrage after three former Memphis police officers were acquitted in the beating death of Tyree Nichols. His death more than 2 years ago sparked nationwide protests and renewed calls for systemic change. The jury is expected to be seated Friday in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking case.
Prosecutors say Sean Diddy Combs used his fame and fortune as a power broker in the hip-hop world to force young women into sexually abusive situations, including freak-offs, drugged-up orgies in which women were forced to have sex with male sex workers while Combs filmed them. The 55-year-old pleaded not guilty. He and his lawyers say he's innocent and any group sex was consensual. Combs has acknowledged one episode of violence that is likely to be featured in the trial, the caught-on-camera beating of his former girlfriend and accuser, Cassie. Opening statements are scheduled for Monday.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
In our Constitution, judges and the judiciary is a co-equal branch of government.
Chief Justice John Roberts.
With the authority to interpret the Constitution as law.
At an event to mark the 125th anniversary of federal courts in the Western District of New York, Roberts noted the court's role as laid out in the Constitution.
Obviously decide cases, but in the course of that, check the excesses of Congress or of the executive, and that does require a degree of independence.
And Roberts noted that independent role created a new power in government.
Strike down, obviously, acts of Congress or acts of the president. And that innovation doesn't work if it's not, the judiciary is not independent.
As for attacks on federal judges who have slowed President Trump's agenda,
impeachment is not how you register disagreement with decisions.
Attorneys for migrants facing deportation say in court filings, immigration enforcement agents have told their clients, including people from Vietnam, Laos, and the Philippines, that they would be sent to Libya, a country with a history of human rights violations and migrant abuse. Six people detained in southern Texas were told they needed to sign a document agreeing to the transfer, and when they refused, their lawyers say they were handcuffed and put in a separate room. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss military operations told AP Wednesday there were plans to fly migrants to Libya on a military plane, but that official did not have details on the timing of the flight. A federal judge has found the Trump administration cannot deport migrants to Libya unless they have a meaningful chance to challenge their removal in court. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House has nominated Dr. Casey Means as Surgeon General. She's a wellness influencer with close ties to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The nomination comes after the White House earlier Wednesday withdrew the name of Fox contributor Dr. Jeanette Nesherwat a day before she was to appear before a Senate committee for her confirmation hearing. Nesherwat recently has come under criticism from Laura Loomer, a far-right ally of Trump who was instrumental in ousting several members of the president's National Security Council. Dr. Means is author of the New York Times bestseller, Good Energy, The Surprising Connection Between Metabolism and Limitless Health. In a statement, the White House says Means will work closely with Kennedy to help reverse the chronic disease epidemic and ensure great health in the future. Vice President J.D. Vance says Russia is asking for too much in negotiations to end the war with Ukraine.
But this is how negotiations unfold. And I wouldn't say, I'm not yet that pessimistic on this. I wouldn't say that the Russians are uninterested in bringing this thing to a resolution. What I would say is right now, the Russians are asking for a certain set of requirements, a certain set of concessions in order to end the conflict.
Vance spoke Wednesday at a Washington meeting hosted by the Munich Security Conference. He says Ukraine and Russia aren't even talking constructively about what would be necessary for them to end the conflict. But he says he thinks it was the right thing to do for the U.S. to start the process of negotiation. I'm Donna Water.
The Federal Reserve has again left its key interest rate unchanged, saying President Trump's trade policies are creating uncertainty and economic risks. After cutting it three straight times last year, the Fed has now kept the benchmark rate the same for a third meeting in a row, with an unusual double warning.
The risks of higher unemployment and higher inflation appear to have risen.
Chair Jerome Powell says uncertainty over the tariffs have put the Fed in a tough spot.
Really not at all clear what it is we should do.
And at a news conference, repeatedly said keeping the current rate makes the most sense while tracking the tariffs' economic impacts.
Wait and see and watch.
That could lead to more conflict with President Trump, who's repeatedly urged the Fed to cut rates.
Doesn't affect our doing our job at all.
Many economists still expect two or three cuts this year. President Trump has designated Thursday as a time for the nation to celebrate victory in World War II. May 8, 1945, Nazi Germany surrendered to Allied forces, including Winston Churchill and the British.
The German war is therefore at an end.
80 years later,
all over the globe, our World War II allies are celebrating this week.
From Paris to Moscow, President Trump says the U.S. has never joined in, while other nations take credit.
The victory was mostly accomplished because of us, whether you like it or not.
He says May 8th will now be Victory Day for World War II, while Victory Day for World War I will be November 11th. That's already Veterans Day. Joe Biden is blasting the Trump administration's proposal to let Russia keep some Ukrainian territory in a bid to reach a peace deal. In his first post-presidential interview, Biden says that amounts to modern-day appeasement, a term referring to allowing Nazi Germany to annex European land in the 1930s. President Trump has said Crimea, which Russia illegally annexed 11 years ago, will stay with Russia. Biden tells BBC Radio 4's Today program he worries U.S.-European relations are eroding under the Trump administration. He says leaving the presidential race 4 months before Election Day was a difficult decision, but making the move earlier, like some critics suggested, would not have mattered. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A federal appeals court Wednesday grants a judge's order to bring a Tufts University student from a Louisiana detention center back to Vermont for hearings to determine whether her rights were violated. Back in March, ICE surrounded Rumeysa Ozturk, who is Turkish, as she was walking down the street outside Boston. The encounter caught on video. They drove the grad student to New Hampshire and Vermont before flying her to a Louisiana detention center. The appeals court is ordering Ozturk be transferred to ICE custody in Vermont no later than May 14th. The Justice Department, which claims Ozturk supports Hamas, had argued an immigration court in Louisiana has jurisdiction over her case. She was one of four students who wrote an op-ed in the school paper last year criticizing Tufts' response to student activists. I'm Julie Walker.
Most airports are operating smoothly on the first day of the Real ID requirement. William Martin was flying out of Oakland, California.
There was absolutely no problem today. I have a passport and it went fine. I don't have the Real ID, but the passport worked great.
Real ID is a license or card the Department of Homeland Security says is a more secure form of identification. People like Martin and Susie Roberts are still allowed to fly without one.
They looked at my license. They said, here, take this piece of paper, call the DMV, make an appointment. As I'm going through, they're just going to do extra security.
81% of travelers already have Real IDs, but those who don't have it, in Chicago, a Real ID super center is open for walk-in appointments, while in California and elsewhere, extended hours are in place for the crush of appointments. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former model who alleges Harvey Weinstein sexually assaulted her almost 20 years ago took the stand at his retrial. Kaia Sekola was not part of the former movie mogul's 2020 trial, but after that conviction was overturned and the case was sent back for retrial, prosecutors added a charge based on her claim. Sekola did not look at Weinstein as she walked past in a Manhattan courtroom, but he watched her testimony. Two other women are also testifying against him. The 73-year-old has pleaded not guilty to the charges. His lawyers maintain his encounters with women were consensual. Sekola sued Weinstein in civil court. Prosecutors have said she received $3.5 million in compensation. Actor Michael Pitt is accused of sexually assaulting his ex-girlfriend, choking her and attacking her with a cinder block and a piece of lumber at his home in Brooklyn, New York. He's known for roles on Dawson's Creek and as Jimmy Dormady on HBO's Boardwalk Empire.
Jimmy Dormady, Al Capone. Going to get into the liquor business, too.
The 44-year-old was indicted Friday and pled not guilty. He's out on $100,000 bail. The indictment cites four incidents between 2020 and 2021. Pitt's lawyer says he already has exonerating evidence and expected the case to be dismissed. Julie Walker, New York.
An alligator killed a Florida woman after tipping over a canoe she and her husband were paddling. Investigators say it appeared to be an accidental encounter. Robert Young from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
You know, we do have an eyewitness, and it sounds like the canoe drifted over on top of the alligator, so it seems to be a surprise, or the alligator was startled.
Investigators say that the couple was canoeing in about 2.5 feet of water when they came up on a large alligator. The animal thrashed suddenly, tipping over the canoe and sending both people into the water. Witnesses told investigators the husband tried to fight off the animal but was unsuccessful. Young says alligator encounters with humans are more common in the spring mating season when they're most active.
While alligator attacks resulting in fatalities are extremely rare, this tragedy serves as a somber reminder of the powerful wildlife that share our natural spaces.
Audio courtesy of WTVT. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report.
Stocks ended a choppy day higher on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve warned about rising risks to the economy. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 284 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank has time to wait before making any potential moves on interest rates. Powell also warned that sustained tariffs could both weaken the economy and trigger higher inflation. The Fed left its benchmark interest rate alone, as was widely expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Jalen Brunson made the tying and go-ahead free throws with 12.1 seconds left and had 17 points as the Knicks took a 2-0 East semifinal series lead over the Celtics with another 20-point comeback in a 91-90 Game 2 win.
It's all about just focusing, having a clear mind, just trying to win the game. That's just my mindset.
In the West, the Thunder scored a playoff record 87 first-half points and even their semifinal series against the Nuggets with a 149-106 Game 2 blowout victory. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Maple Leafs went up 2-0 in their second-round series against the Panthers with a 4-3 Game 2 win. Mitch Marner scored the winner at 5:50 of the third period.
It's been a special moment. It's a pretty special feeling tonight.
The Stars held off the Jets 3-2 in Game 1 of their West second-round set. In NFL, the Steelers traded star wide receiver George Pickens to the Cowboys. The NHL team in Salt Lake City is now known as the Utah Mammoth. Owners Ryan and Ashley Smith unveiled the franchise's permanent name Wednesday after more than a year of fan input and voting. Mammoth replaces the inaugural season placeholder name Utah Hockey Club, which was also one of three finalists, along with Outlaws. Yeti was taken out of consideration when the cooler company bearing that name could not come to a copyright agreement. The Mammoth are maintaining the same black, light blue, and white color scheme and the road jerseys with Utah diagonally down the front. The Steelers agreed on a trade that sends talented but mercurial 24-year-old wide receiver George Pickens to the Cowboys. The Steelers will get a third-round pick in the 2026 draft and a fifth-rounder in 2027. The Cowboys get a sixth-round choice in 2 years. Pickens spent his first three seasons in the NFL being equal parts productive and petulant, mixing highlight reel catches with bouts of immaturity along the way. Pickens joins a Cowboys offense that could use another downfield threat to pair with star CeeDee Lamb. The Warriors are planning to play without Stephen Curry for at least the next three games of their second-round series against the Timberwolves. An MRI on Wednesday confirmed a mild strain of the star guard's left hamstring. The Warriors said Curry would be sidelined at least a week after the injury Tuesday night forced him out early in the second quarter of Game 1, which they won 99-88. He had 13 points in 13 minutes to help Golden State take home court advantage away from Minnesota. Game 2 is in Minneapolis on Thursday. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
At a news conference in Paris, Syrian leader Ahmad el-Sharra says mediators are talking with Israel to prevent hostilities from escalating. El-Sharra took power in December after his Islamist group HTS led the offensive that toppled the Bashar Assad regime. He spoke to reporters after a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron on his first trip to Europe since taking office. Regarding negotiations with Israel, he said, there are indirect talks to calm down the situation so they don't go out of control. El-Sharra also asked that all of the sanctions imposed during Assad's regime be lifted. Israel moved troops into Syrian border regions to create a so-called buffer zone shortly after Assad was toppled, and last week carried out a series of airstrikes, saying it aims to protect members of Syria's Druze minority. Recent clashes between fighters loyal to el-Sharra and those from the Druze sect have left nearly 100 people dead, while more than 1,000 people have died in fighting between the majority Sunnis and the Alawite community, with many civilians slain. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.